Linda McGee, I work for Manx National Heritage in the Manx Museum.
So what were your, or are your earliest memories of the TT?
I don't know if I have any early memories. As far as I can remember, it's always been there. Mm-hmm. It's always, I'd say it's more the Manx Grand Prix I remember, only because my mother was more closely involved in that, but the TT has always been there. Jerry Dunlop, that's the earliest memory, that the name springs to mind, that's it. It's the only thing that stands out.
Yeah.
The rest of it is like, it's the TT is part of the Isle of Man, so it's like 2 weeks in a year.
Mm-hmm.
It's always there, always has been, and probably always will be, hopefully.
Is it sort of the pinnacle of your year? Do you look forward to it?
Yeah, I look forward to it. I always make sure I get time off work, and if I don't get time off work, I start complaining. Last year I had the full 2 weeks off, but the year before I had to work and did not enjoy it. I never got to see anything of the racing. I got up for the morning practices and stuff, but it's not the same. You really sort of need all your time in the day. You can't be going to work and going to the practicing and racing. It just doesn't fit in, especially with the socialising. But I always try to make sure I can have the 2 weeks off and really do look forward to it. We start counting the weeks. We have this joke, all the girls, like, it's so many weeks to TT, and we start saying it about 48 weeks to go. But it's surprising how quickly it comes round. It's like no time at all. You know, you're saying sort of like 40-odd weeks, and then it'll be 20, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, it's like 3 weeks or something. So, yes, I do look forward to it.
And what do you do? What's the sort of things you do in that time?
Anything that's going on. You don't make plans, you just... What we usually do is just hang out in a big group. I always try to get up for the early morning practices. There's something special about being up at the grandstand at 5 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
when all the bikes come out. Last year I went to every single practice and every single race. I didn't miss one. But a friend of mine, we went out on the bike and went to different spots in the mornings and different spots at night, you know, so it was quite varied. You don't ever get bored watching them go past anyway. But I don't know, it's just, you just fit in with whatever's happening. You go to the practice, you go to the racing, you go to the beer tent behind the grandstand. You've always got to have your pint there. Okay. It's like a ritual every year. Anything that's going, you know, I wouldn't do the bungee jumping, but like the helicopter rides, a few of my friends went on that last year. You just join in. You know, it's a case of you go to all the events if you can. You just go to meet people, because they're so friendly, like anybody will talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 2 weeks in a year when the Isle of Man comes alive. Definitely.
Is there a group of you in Douglas or on the island, mm-hmm. that do everything together?
Yeah, it's just my friends, really. I mean, there's only one or two of them that are really interested in bikes. The rest of them just go along for like the social hype. You know, it's like they love the bikes being over, they love the people being over, but as far as the racing goes, they're not really that interested.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I was always interested in the atmosphere, and I was always interested in the bikes because, well, both my mother and father were involved quite closely with organising events, racing and the like. So it was always there.
Mm-hmm.
I was always, you know, the little kid who got dragged along to all the practices. And, you know, when I was 8 years of age, my mother had me up at 4:30 in the morning, that sort of thing. So it's good. Really good.
Yeah. So it's basically both the racing and the atmosphere.
For me it is, yeah. But, I mean, for people living in the Isle of Man, even if they don't like bikes, I find it difficult to believe that anybody could say, well, you know, I don't enjoy it. There are people who will go away for the 2 weeks. because they don't like all the people coming over. But I just don't, I cannot understand them doing that, because there's so much going on. It's nice to see a few different friendly looking faces, plus all the different nationalities that come over, you know. It's just, it's like one big party.
And what's your reaction to all the national press things about the fatalities?
Well, you're going to get that. I mean, anywhere you get sort of 30,000 odd bikes or out to have a good time, you're going to get deaths. I mean, it's just, you can look at it and say, oh, well, Death Island and all this, that. But really, you know, if a rider comes off, he's in hospital before you know it, because the helicopter's always there. You know, a lot of the local people will fund the helicopter fund because they know how important it is. I mean, not everyone coming over here is like, oh, I'm coming over here to like have a good time and, you know, go out, get drunk and that. A lot of people come over quite seriously to watch the racing, and all right, they'll socialise a little bit, but on the whole, they're all very sensible. There's one or two who go mad. They come straight off the boat, not necessarily foreign people, but the English, because they know they're on open roads and, you know, there's no speed limit. So they think they can get away with it, but they don't know the roads. I mean, I've lived here most of my life, and I've been round the TT course, I don't know how many times, on the back of a bike, and I'm only just beginning to know certain areas. So how they can come over and go round and know the course, they won't be able to do it. So obviously there's going to be accidents, some are worse than others, and it's a part of it, you have to put up with it. If you get away with a couple in a year, well then it's been a good year. Last year wasn't so good, there were a lot of deaths, but I don't think anybody was killed in the racing. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe there was one towards the end, but basically it's tourists, spectators that end up getting killed, which is very sad, but you're on a bike. Every time you step on a bike, you know the risks that you take, and you haven't got any protection, not like in a car, so accidents will happen.
Yeah. Where are the places that you go to socialise?
Hanging out at night.
Yeah.
Bushies. There's only one place to go. Well, I don't know. I mean, there's various places throughout the island, but if you're looking for a good night out, then you go down to Bushies. You don't go inside Bushies. You play, what we normally do is take our own drink down and stand outside. Because if you go inside, you're going to miss something.
Mm.
Yeah, and you couldn't all fit inside. Last year, I think, they took a photograph outside Bushies, and about 6,000 people there, just watching what's going on. It's just the atmosphere when you get there. Everyone meets, and you know you're waiting for something to happen. And like, there's barriers all round about, the police are there, but they join in. That, you know, they're very good natured. It's, you can sort of sense something's going to happen, whether it's going to be a guy coming past, I don't know, doing a burnout, a donut, or, you know, a streak or whatever. I mean, some of the guys doing it are really funny, and girls go past topless and that. But it's just, it's part and parcel of it. I mean, the cops usually end up catching up with the men away because they've got people further down the promenade and that. But, there's never any trouble. You go down there, you know that there isn't going to be a fight. The only time there was a fight was on the Sunday where they put the festival on, or like the street party, they called it. And what happened was a lot of the locals drank because it was extended drinking hours. Then they got bored because they had nothing to do and started fighting with one another. It wasn't any of the, you know, the visitors over that were causing the trouble. I've never seen any fights going on. And you've got all different nationalities, all different races, religion of people, and they're all mixing. You know, there is no problem, but that was the only time. But that, like I say, was the street party, but the rest of the time, I don't know. Bushies is about the best place, but any pub, you know, because if it's nice weather, which, you know, we all hope for, then you just sit outside and have a few beers. But it's basically, you're sitting outside and you're just watching people. It's just like a watching game. You're looking at everyone else, not in a nasty way, but you're just sitting back, you know. The bikes are all lined up on the promenade. It used to be that, like, they used to say, you know, you can touch one bike at one end, and if you pushed it over, it would knock the whole lot over. And it is kind of like that. It does, I suppose, get less now that there's hardly any hotels and boarding houses compared to what there used to be. There's nowhere for them to stay, and then they can't get over on the boat. So I think a lot more people would come over here if the boats were there and the accommodation was there. You would still get the people come year after year after year. I mean, I've spoken to some of them, and they're like, oh, this is my seventh year, I'm coming again next year. And they get so annoyed if they can't get time off work or can't afford to come over for it, because they know, if they've been before, they know exactly what they're missing out on.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, the other day I walked along the street and I saw this German bike park there, and it's got a barrel on the back, and he's got a Manx flag. And I have seen him, I don't know how many years. It's the same bike, the same guy, and I think he stays up at the Currick somewhere. I was in the Sorby pub one night, and it was like, they bring their own beer tankards over, so massive, like, so high, and like have a few of them, and then they go outside and get on their bikes, which is pretty stupid, but, you know, they're only going a couple of miles down a rough track, so they don't do anybody any harm except themselves, I suppose.
Mm.
But yeah, the places to hang out, anywhere. The nightclubs are okay, but you see, it's a different class of people.
Mm-hmm.
All the nightclubs change their rulings, whereas normally you can get in on a Friday night with jeans, but not on a Saturday night. Well, anything goes TT week. It's like, we usually bring the palace up to find out what night they're changing the rulings at, because they just say, oh, yeah, whatever, you know. They want the people in, and most of the people coming over are on bikes. They're limited with the space. So all they've got is, like, a pair of jeans, a change of underwear, if that, you know, and they let them in. So it's great. The nightclubs are okay, but, like I say, Bushy's definitely the best.
Yeah.
You've got to go down and see it to believe it.
It's the sort of centre everyone goes there.
Yeah. It used to be that, you know, you could go down there, but the boats would come in and you'd see people coming off the boat like later on at night. Now they've changed the times of the boats, so when the boats do come in, it's usually quiet around by Bushies, because otherwise, I mean, to me it'd be incredible to be coming to a place for the first time to watch the racing and the, you know, soak up the atmosphere, to get off the boat and drive right around the corner and go straight into what you get at Bushies. I mean, it'd be unbelievable. But like I say, they've changed that now. It's probably why. Because, you know, imagine they're coming straight off the boat and they, you know, want to get at it, put the revs on going down the promenade. Pretty dangerous.
Yeah. And how does the island change, the whole island? Are there bits more affected than other bits?
Well, probably out in the country and stuff, I wouldn't see much of a change, but you can tell in town. It's like suddenly it's all the places are doing TT sandwiches and TT burgers, you know, all this stuff. Most of the shops in the street will put stuff for sale out in the street, which they don't normally do. They do try and cash in a bit, you know. I suppose they have to. I mean, people are going to spend money anyway, wherever they are. But they cash in an awful lot on it. But it's... the island just changes because there just seems to be life in the place. Like I said before, it's like a different face, you know.
Mm.
But there's always something happening. The roads do get a lot busier, especially in and around the course. But, you know, people complain about it. But wherever you go, you're always going to get some people complaining.
Mm.
But we're lucky to have it, because if we didn't have it, then... well, I don't think we'd have much of a tourist trade. So maybe I shouldn't be saying that, working for Manx National Heritage. But, it, you know, maybe it's true. if we didn't get all those people coming over for 2 weeks, financially, I don't know how we'd be. Because there is an awful lot of money that comes in. And a lot of the places, even some of the cafes and that, say that they could close all year, just open up for TT Fortnight. So they must be making the money somewhere. But there's just a different air about the place. I don't know, I always think that the weather's better as well. I don't know whether it's just because I'm off and everyone else is in at work, but to me it just seems that it's the start of the summer. You know?
How do you feel when it finishes?
Empty. Awful. Really depressed. Brenda and I sort of like commiserated really badly last year. It's, I don't know, you start looking forward then to next year. And you just have to get on with it. I don't know, by the end of the 2 weeks you're usually ready for a bit of peace and quiet anyway, because you know, normally all partied out, you've averaged on about 3 hours of sleep a night. You know, eventually it catches up with you. But you do feel sort of, oh well, that's it now. And I don't know, I stay well away from Bushy's End towards the end of the week, because what normally happens is on like, from the Wednesday night of race week onwards, you see people going back on the boat and they're all queuing, and it's like really depressing looking at them. So stay well away from that.
Do you go to any other festivals apart from this one, or is this one the one that means a lot to you?
As in bike festivals? Mm. No. Well, I mean, the thing is, it's money-wise and getting on and off the island. I mean, I don't need to go away because I've got the best one here, you know, and I live here, so I don't know whether there would be the same atmosphere. I mean, everyone you talk to always says, well, this is unique, and I don't think you'd get the same atmosphere somewhere else. They're saying that a couple of friends of mine went to Daytona, and they said in Florida, and they said it was brilliant, but very different from here. The atmosphere was different. Mm. It's more controlled over there. But then, of course, I mean, it would be different. I mean, you're absolutely roasting over there, you know, out in the sun on your bikes, you know, with shorts on, whereas here you definitely need your leathers. But I don't know, I've never felt the need to go away because, like I say, it's here. Question. No, last year was really good. There was like a little bit more to it because the Manx boys won the sidecar race. They won the first leg, and a lot of people said, oh, it's a fluke, it's only because such and such dropped out, but it wasn't. They came back, they won the second leg, so that was like a really big celebration. The Manx people were like, yes, mm-hmm. We did it, you know. I mean, it's TT Tourist Trophy, and they won for that year, so I mean you couldn't really get any higher.
Are there real stars that people look up to, like the Joey Dunlop?
Yeah, definitely Joey, but I mean that's just because Joey's been around so long. He's been over here don't know how many times, I suppose, in a way, because I mean he's had it hard to begin with. He started off with nothing, coming over on fishing boats and that, and he is a very nice person, you know. You get to know him because like he'll go around and chat, and but you get groups of people coming over, like there's the Jacksons as well. I mean, they're really well known. My mother was quite friendly with them for years, and slowly it's like one by one, like even the youngest child now is like racing. They all race, big family of them. But there's certain people who have certain favourites and that, and there are some big names, but I think also it's the ones who like are just starting off, you know, that do well. They get their own little following as well. I mean, people will always be going on about Joey. I don't know, you've got the likes of Steve Hislop and Carl Fogarty and that, and those are names that you like to see in the programme because you know there's going to be a battle on. But there's quite a few famous names been and gone. I'm sure there'll be a whole lot more to come.
Do you look forward to the future of it? Do you see changes?
I can't see any changes now. One change I'd like to see is like more places for them to stay and able to get over here and cheaper for them to get over here. But I don't think it's going to change. After last year, a lot of people said, oh, that's going to be the end of it now. We're going to have a speed limit over the mountain, that sort of thing. But it wouldn't make any difference. I still think you'd get people here and still in the same amount of people. You know, I mean, a lot of them book their trip for next year at the end of going home. And then they have, I think the steam packet sell all their cancellations off. I think it's like the last week in February. So that's your last chance to get booked in. Usually they're booked up by December. So it can't be too bad. There must be something in it.
Have you seen changes over the years? Have you noticed anything changing for the good or the bad?
Yeah, well, there has been certain deaths on the course during racing, and they've learnt from it. They've learnt, right, we've got to sort the road out now. There was one particular bad one a few years ago on Bray Hill, and that was then sorted out for the following years. Unfortunately, somebody has to die or get seriously injured for them to do that. The roads, I suppose, on the whole, are in pretty good condition around the course. They have to be. But safety-wise, I think it has got a lot better in that, you know, they're warned now, keep to the left, and I think they have like a little information card given out on the boat about, you know, rules, highway code and stuff.
Right.
But safety-wise, I think it's improved. No real changes. I mean, I remember the grandstand being built. I remember the old grandstand. But really, when they built that, they didn't go over the top with it. They could have spent a lot more money on it and had it a lot better. So still now, I suppose, a lot of people who like have to work in the pits probably think, well, there's no room here, you know, it's not what it could be for world championship standards. It could be better. But I can't really see them changing that anyway in the next few years. Mm. Maybe, I don't know, another 10 years or something they might change. That's if it's still going. But
yeah.
Changes I can't...
Or the atmosphere, have you felt anything different, or has it always been
It's
just
always
good?
Been the same. There's the danger of maybe hoping too much for a good time, and then when it comes, it's a letdown. But it's not. I mean, the first night I'll get over to Bushy's, I'll look round. I know my friends will be with me, and they'll be like, "Yes, this is what we've been waiting for." And then, like I say, the first morning practice, when you get up to the grandstand, you can smell the bikes. That's when you know, yes, it's finally arrived. This is it. So it's another sort of excitement when you're up the grandstand as well. It's like you see a lot of the riders face to face, and it does make you sort of think, oh, well, maybe they're not going to come back and that sort of thing. But you've just got to admire every one of them that goes out there, because how they remember the course, I'll never know. Mind you, a lot of them will even admit that they don't remember the course. They're like, whoa, where did that corner come from? But the speeds that they're doing now and the danger that they're facing, all right, they're doing it of their own free will, but every one of them that goes out there, they've got guts.
Mm-hmm.
They've got guts, so they've got something seriously wrong with them anyway. Mad.
Do you make a lot of new friends every year, or is there people that you particularly try and meet?
You never really make arrangements to meet people the following year, because you just don't know the chances of them coming over again. Sometimes they will come over. Most of the people I've met, we've sort of, I don't know, you hang out maybe a week or something, or you tend to meet them on the last couple of days of the holiday, and you exchange names, addresses, phone numbers, that sort of thing. I have stayed in touch with a couple of people you know, it's only a couple of letters a year maybe, and send a copy of the video of the TT over to them every now and again, just to remind them, and hope they'll come back again the following year. But you meet that many people that you don't, I mean, you never really carry your address book round with you or anything. You just keep bumping into people. Sometimes you'll be walking through the street and you'll see a familiar face and you've met them the previous year because they haven't changed. Or you'll be walking around somewhere and you'll turn around and say, oh, I know them. Oh, I met them the other night, you know. You meet that many people that you just, some you remember, some you don't. But if you're sort of outgoing person, you know, you chat to anyone, all you've got to do is go and stand somewhere and sooner or later someone will come and talk to you, and, you know, if you make the effort, people will talk back. I always find the Germans are very good. Some of them are really good, like, speaking English, and others, and, like, hardly a word. But they try, they really do, you know, when they come over here. And it's interesting, I've been sat outside bushes and had a good old conversation for about an hour with a German, all about his country, and he wanted to know all about the Isle of Man. So you learn a lot, learn an awful lot.
Do you think you have to be a biker to enjoy it?
No, not at all. Like I say, some of my friends are very interested in the social side. In fact, one of my friends last year, she'd never been on a bike before, but she met a German guy, got friendly with him, and ended up borrowing my helmet and going out on his bike all the time. But I think you maybe have to have a little bit of an interest in bikes, but I would also say that if you don't like bikes, then obviously you're not going to be interested in the TT, not even a little bit. But I don't think that's anything to do with it, really. I don't think so, anyway. But, I mean, I like bikes, so I'm biased.
Oh, so you'll be really looking forward to this year.
Oh, desperately. Just, like, going away and then coming back for a week in work and then just, like, counting down the days. I mean, it seems so quiet now because there's only, like, a few over. Mm-hmm. You know, as I always like think, the week before practice week, you start getting a few people coming into the museum and you start noticing the leathers and the helmets in the hand. That's when you know it's starting. But come this Saturday, you should definitely notice a difference. Mm. But the most obvious time is the Friday night and the Saturday in between practice week and TT week. So I always remember going to bed and like getting up the next day and going, where did all those fans come from? Because not only are they parked on both sides of the promenade, they're parked on the walkway bit as well. And it doubles overnight. It's like, wow, where did all those people come from? How'd they get them over here, you know, on one boat? Because they all seem to be congregating outside your house. So I'm lucky that I live on the promenade, so I've got bird's eye view. So just open up the windows and then you just listen to the noise more than anything else. It's, you know, you don't sleep much anyway, not on the promenade, because like, you've got bikes going up and down all hours of the day and night. But I like opening up the windows and for it to be a nice sunny day, and then you just hear the noise of the bikes coming in. It's just, there's something magic about it and words can't describe it.